Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Boy, the European team is long hitters as well. Might be the best European team that they've ever brought to America. I mean, how do you beat like Oberg and Hovland as a pairing?
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
So I'll just start by saying, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, if you probably are, but against Derry was your 50th appearance for Bo's first team. Talk about like the a proud milestone for yourself.
Yeah, no, look, I've been at Bow since I'm 14. I joined St. Kevin's with the link. So, when you're just a young kid coming up, that's your goal, isn't it, to get into the first team and play well and make an impression. So, yeah, no, that's great to get me 50 games, but I know that's only a start and I'm hungry for more.
Obviously, huge week. Talk about the derby. Talk about, obviously, a lot of emotion involved for yourself and for the fans. And talk about how big of a game it is.
Yeah, no, look, it's a massive game. Dublin derbies, absolutely massive. We're... we had a great week of training this week. We know Rovers are a good team. They've won the league, four out of the past 5 years. So you have to respect that. But we're looking at it like we have to control the controls, what we can control, what we're going to implement to the game. So, yeah, no, look, massive week. Obviously, with the race for Europe, it's so tight and 15 points up for grabs. So you have to strive for all 15, I suppose. And we're buzzing.
Have you a favourite derby moment?
I say here, I know I went on loan to Galway. I went on loan to Galway at the start of the year, but it was actually after the first game, so I was here in the Aviva when we beat them. And I think with the crowd that was here and the occasion as a whole, I didn't obviously get on in the game, but even from a team aspect and a squad, no, it was brilliant getting the win on the first day of the season.
I was going to bring up your loan to Galway. How has it been since you came back, and talk about your experience in Galway as a whole?
Yeah, no, it was brilliant. It was really great for the lads down there. They welcomed me in, John and Ollie. Who obviously passed away, rest of soul. They are brilliant with us. They gave me the foundation to go and express myself and play, fill us with that confidence. So I really enjoyed my time down there. Done a good bit of growing up as well. Obviously I lived at home up in Dublin, so learning how to cook and clean and stuff, not having my mammy do it for me. it was good. I really enjoyed it.
Obviously, Shamrock Rovers could win the league on Friday. Is that an extra motivation for you, or is it a case of it's a Dublin derby, we don't need any extra motivation?
No, I think it's like you said, obviously there's no extra motivation needed for a Dublin derby. You can see in the week of training everyone's just chomping at the bit to play. Like, we have a great squad there, and I think no matter who gets picked, we're confident they can go out and perform. You don't want to see them winning the league, do you, playing against Bowes in a massive game. So, you know, if you want to look at it as extra motivation, yeah, maybe, but I think Dublin derbies, you don't need that extra motivation, especially for me growing up playing for Bowes. You know, even at the underage, the games are... So even now that I've played in the fourth team games, it's a massive game, and we want to get a win and just focus on the last five games of the season. Obviously, we're playing for Europe as well. The league's not finished. You just never know, so you can only take game by game.
Obviously, it's been a much improved season domestically for Bowes this year over the last 2 years. Talk about what's gone into that.
Yeah, no, look, since the lads came in, Alan and Stephen O'Donnell, Alan Reynolds, Stephen O'Donnell, and Derek Pender being there, and the whole staff as a whole, they've been brilliant. The way they train every day, the expectations they put on us, pushing standards constantly. It's been great for me. I know I'm not such a young player anymore, I'm 22, but just improving every day from learning from them and stuff, no, it's been brilliant. And like you said about the difference from this season, I couldn't pinpoint the exact thing. I think last year maybe we weren't pretty crucial and accurate enough in both boxes. I think even like defending, because like, I think our performances were decent, like, so I think it's just that part we've tidied up on. Obviously, where our defensive record has got a lot better, which is good for me personally, back playing. Obviously, all the lads that were playing as well before I came back from loan, and even still now, because we have a great squad, so you never know what defenders are going to be picked. So every day I'm just going in, working hard, and trying to cement my place in the team.
Obviously, a lot of the new guys came in over the last couple of years, and a couple returned, the likes of Devoy and Ross Tierney and all. Talk about the impact that they've had since they've come back from abroad.
Yeah, now look, you can see it with Dawson and Ross, they're... unbelievable players. Working with them every day, seeing how they train and everything like that, and they're setting the standards. I think in the games you're seeing how good Dawson has been, how good Ross has been, but it's great, and look how we're lucky to have them, and hopefully we have them for long. Yeah,
do you reckon there's been an improvement in the League of Ireland in the standard of football? And obviously, you know, we've two teams competing in Europe this year. Has there been an improvement in the last few years and in everything?
Yeah, look, I think, like you said, the two teams qualifying for Europe, I think that shows you as a whole the league's improving, and it's constantly improving. Obviously, the grounds have been the same, and I think that's going to come with time and investment and stuff like that. But, yeah, no, definitely a standard in the league. It's got has got really good, and I think you can see with the attention some players in the league are getting and the moves they're getting, the likes of Mason Mealy going to Spurs and stuff like that. I think that just shows you how competitive and how much quality is in the league. So to answer your question, I think it has been getting better every year.
Obviously, there's now a pathway to Europe more clear than there ever was in the League of Ireland. Obviously, that's something you look at Rovers last year and Shells and Rovers this year. Is that something that you strive for?
Yeah, look, I think, especially playing for Bowes, you know, the expectation that comes, massive fan base, and they're brilliant. They've been sticking with us through the highs and the lows this year. And I think Europe is a minimum for what this club expects. We're obviously, you want to be winning leagues and titles and cups and stuff like that. Don't get me wrong, that's what we want to do. But the position we find ourselves in now, we have the 5 games left. We can only control what happens in our games, and whatever happens around us, we can't control. So, I think Europe's a minimum for this club of this size, and we can't wait for the next 5 games coming.
Going back to Reynolds and O'Donnell, what was the message to them this week, going into obviously such a big game on Friday?
Yeah, now can't obviously saying
of course,
I think they know they don't even need to motivate the lads this week. It's a Dublin derby. It's a massive game, and they do let us know, the likes of Derek Pender as well and the coaching staff. Derek's played for the club for how long? He knows what it means to represent the badge, and he feeds that down to all the players. But to be fair, all the lads know how much a massive game it means to the fans, to the club. So the message this week has been working, control what we can do in the game. Obviously, we're aware of what they're going to try and do and stuff like that, but. Just go out there, work hard and fight for the badge.